Our epistle for this Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Brethren, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was by nature God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but emptied himself, taking the nature of a slave, and being made like unto men, and appearing in the form of a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the death, even to the death on the cross. Therefore God has exalted him and has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God the Father. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel read for the ceremony of the blessing of palms is taken from St. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on Mount of Olives, then he sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone say anything to you, you shall say that the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them." Now all this was done, that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Tell the daughter of Sion, behold, a king comes to thee, meek and seated upon a donkey, and upon a colt, the foal of the beast of burden." So the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. And they brought the donkey and the colt, laid their cloaks on them, and made him sit thereon. And most of the crowd spread their cloaks upon the road, and others cutting branches from trees, strewing them on the road. And the crowd that went before him and those that followed kept crying out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
brethren, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we begin Holy Week. Yes, it is holy because of the events that we remember, but we are called to holiness, to a greater holiness on this week. We're called to follow Christ. By the end of this week, we're going to end up, just like at the first Holy Week, a member of one of two camps. The one camp of away with him, crucify him, or the small number that stood with Mary at the cross, her station keeping. And those are the facts. Interesting, on Palm Sunday, I kept thinking about that psalm which said, "The just is like the palm tree." Now, if you know anything about the palm tree is a tree that you see, what you see is what you get. If the palm tree is sick, you see that it is sick. Unlike other trees, which have disease or corruption within, outside it looks pretty good most of the time until it's too late, and then a strong wind blows it over, and it causes devastation. But the palm tree, you start seeing the leaves deteriorate, or the bark on the palm tree looks sickly. I think human beings, a lot of times we care too much of what people think, and on the inside, there's a lot of problems. On the outside, oh, we look pretty good. It's like what our Lord said of the Pharisees, whitened sepulchres on the outside, nice and clean, but in the inside, full of dead men's bones and all corruption. Now, how do we remedy this? How do we prevent this from happening? Attitude. Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What was the mind of Christ Jesus? Humility and obedience. He, being God, did not see it something to be clung to, but abandoned himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. In other words, what we need to do is we need to weed stuff out and not make excuses for holding on to stuff we shouldn't hold on to. We need to start doing the things we are obliged to do. that we need to do in order to secure spiritual health. But no one can do that for the individual but the individual. We can talk about it. We can read about it. If we are truly going to get through this week in a holy way, it's going to be with an attitude of humility. And what is humility? It's truth. Who am I? It's not just admitting that we're a sinner, but admitting what we need to do in order to weed out sin, to be humble and contrite, to confess our sins and to leave them in the hands of the good Lord and to go on. We leave our sins in the hands of the good Lord, the Lamb of God, who takes them away and replaces them with his grace. And then we guard that grace. Is it easy? No. We have a fallen human nature to wrestle with. As Christ died on that infamous gibbet, so we also must die to self, must be willing to die to self. But if we do, then we can have part with his cross, we can have part with his victory. And Christ will rise within us and we will be victorious over death, over the devil, and over sin. If. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.